My dress? What's with it? Well, first of all, it's a skirt. Second of all, I suppose it's with my body at the moment. Because I like it? Sir, whatever happened to... Hi, hello, how are you? My name is... Why would that be any of your business? You interested? Then why pry with me over here? Why ask, straight boy? Again, it's a skirt. And I'm right here, aren't I? Being a boy in a skirt? So, I suppose boys do wear them. I do what I want, and what makes me happy. I pity people like you who can't do that. Now, if there's nothing else in that brain of yours, either leave, or go get me a drink. You won't? But aren't you curious to see what happens when you do? Oh, there's my drink. I've been very patient with this boy here. I've become very parched. Now I enjoy my drink, of course. You can enjoy the view if you like. Well, what were you expecting? Do tell me. Use your words. Say what you mean, straight boy. You don't know. I think I know. I think you want me to drag you around this party like a dog on a leash and being obedient to my demands. It will give you the perfect excuse to get away from your less than desirable frat brothers you came here with. I'll take that silence as a yes. Hit the nail on the head. You must be a very curious thing. Oh, don't blush so hard. You're the one who's being forward, asking me about my sexuality within the first minute of meeting me and whatnot. I must have caught quite a lot of your attention. Oh, I didn't? Then why the fuck are you standing here with your shitty polo and jeans, staring at me like you'd follow me and do my bidding even while I insult every facet of your identity? I'm crazy. All right then, enjoy the party. Wait. I will not wait. If you want to follow, you may. But I don't want to hear anything else out of that stupid mouth. Hey, go wet some paper towels for me. I forgot makeup wipes. I knew I was spending the night too. Ugh. Speaking of, why are you still here? Oh, you're spending the night too. I wasn't aware the owner of this house hung out with dirty dogs like you, but no matter, I suppose. You can walk off now, go crash in your drunken state or whatever. You're not drunk? So acting this stupid is just a default. You are amusing, I'll give you that. You know, you could be quite pretty if you got out of those clothes that make you look like you're trying to be cool at church. It'd take work, but you could get there. Oh, honey, I said you could be pretty. You aren't right now, especially not with that stupid backwards hat. It's just a plain khaki color, too. No fun design or anything. You're a blank man with blank aspirations and no experience outside of your monotonous comfort of cis-hetero normalcy. I know I just use big words for your little brain, but trust. There's an entire world outside of these baby blue polo shirts. The fabric isn't even soft. How miserable are you? Well, I would know because you haven't declined any of my observations, boy. It's pathetic how easy you are to read. Show you what? You want an experiment, frat boy? I bet you want to come over here and touch me. See what it's like. You will not, of course. Okay. It should be right here. Ah, there it is. If you come closer without my say-so, it's pepper spray to the face, dog. You like it when I call you that. You like it when I read you like a book and shove all of your miseries right in your face. You like when I look down on you. Tell you what to do and how to do it. Look at you, you're squirming just from me talking. Are you hard in those dull blue jeans? Is blood rushing down, making you all needy? You were talking a big game when you first walked up to me. Now you can't get a word out. I'm not one to do something the other doesn't consent to. We can keep having fun. Or you can turn around and go to bed. You want to stay. How bothersome. Take off my shoes. Go on. I got these pretty things for cheap at the thrift. Probably my best find. Your hands are still at the back of my ankles. Get off. Good. You at least know how to listen. Go on. Slide my socks off. Slowly. Don't be a barbarian like you were with my shoes. Seems the frat boy can be delicate when pushed enough. Good job remembering to take your hands away. Put the socks with my shoes. Good boy. Take my jewelry off. Start with my bracelets and rings. So gentle. Is that because you want to please me? Or because of the prepper spray in my hand? Oh, he speaks. You want to please me? I suppose I already knew that. Go on. Reach around my neck and unhook my necklace. I'll keep my earrings on. They get lost easily enough in my own home, much less someone else's. Put the jewelry in my bag on the floor. Good. I've done a lot of talking. How are you feeling right now? I want to know because even with playing this role of degrading you, you're still a person and I don't want to hurt you. It makes sense to be confused and conflicted. Being turned on by something so new can be intimidating. Scary. That's the world, though, right? Just a big cycle of fear driving us, trying to find pleasure within the cracks. You have no clue, no idea of what is really possible. I'm willing to show you a taste. We will keep playing this game tonight, and only tonight. We will not exchange information. If we ever run into each other, we will be friendly and polite, but you will not make a move on me. If I'm going to let a frat boy use me for experimentation, I will not let it happen twice. Especially since I know your behavior will not change after this night, though I do hope you prove me wrong. You'll go back to your comfortable world, and this experience may be the only taste of freedom you will ever have. But only if you let it. There are other people living in this freedom every day. I'm one of them. Do you understand? Good. Put your fingers around the waistband of my skirt. Very close, aren't you? You want to pull this off? Oh, I should warn you. And I'm going to hold up the pepper spray in case this freaks you out. When eventually you take off my boxers, you will not find a typical dick down there. I'm a boy in a skirt, and also a boy with a vagina. Surprised? Oh, honey, you have no idea the power of hormones. You will not ask questions about my transition. You will not treat me differently now that you know. And you will tell me if you want to keep going or not. I'd rather not play this game with an uninterested dog. Fingers are warming up. You nervous? Is your anticipation getting to you? Having to have your hands paused right here? My face so close you could kiss me if you just disobeyed. But you know you have to obey. Or else you'll be out that door with a kick to the cock. Start pulling down. Slow. And I mean it. Inch by inch. Keep taking it down. Good pace. Don't speed up. Getting excited. I can see that plainly in your pants. Do not avert my eyes. You will look at me when I speak. Say yes, sir. I'm putting my foot an inch away from your hard-on. You will not buck up into it. You will stay still like a good dog while sliding off my skirt. You finally get a view of my legs. It's okay, you can look. Just lay my skirt on the bed. Take off your pants. Oh, not so eager now. Slowly undo the belt. Good boy. Here. I'll undo the zipper. Take a step toward me. Look at me while I pull down your zipper. Do not shy away from my eyes. I want to see you this embarrassed. Feel you hold back, squirming while I pull down centimeter by centimeter, brushing your cock so lightly through the fabric. Done. Step back again and take them off. You can take them off normally this time since you did so good looking at me. Idiot, don't just throw them. Pick them up and fold them. Put them next to my skirt. Put on my skirt. Yes, put it on. What's the worst that could happen? You look like a deer in headlights. What? Would you like help putting it on? It's stretchy. It can fit around you just fine. You never gone into your mother's or sister's closet to steal one just to see? Or even bought one yourself for experimentation? You want to please me? Let me see your boner in my skirt. Okay. I'm once again reiterating, this is a game. You can say the word, and we can move on or stop. Say you understand me. Good. Let's get this on you. Okay. Step into the skirt. Good job. I'll pull it up you. Oops. Caught on your dick a little. What a surprise noise that was. You that sensitive? Wet spot on your briefs already? Look at me. I have to grab your face in order for you to look at me. Darling, why does this unease you so much? Walk over to that mirror. I want you to look at yourself. See yourself and me behind you? Is it such a world-ending thing to be seen? Take this polo off. The boring hat, too. You even folded it. Just set it on the dresser. See? I told you it'd take some work, but you look pretty like this. Shirtless. My hands on your hips behind you. A flowy skirt covering your boner. Sliding my hands up your front to your chest. Let's see what touching these little nipples do. Oh, these are the buttons I need to press in order to finally get some noises out of you. Apologies. My fingers tend to be a little cold. All I'm doing is rubbing them lightly in circles. You've got a pretty color, you know. It looks nice, paired with that pretty piece of clothing. Your face is so warm, darling. Is being this exposed hard for you? If I start to jerk you off, I think you might start crying. You can barely keep eye contact with me through the mirror. Your face looks so much prettier trying your best to hold back those pretty sounds than when it does asking rude questions to strangers. I've commanded you to do several hard things tonight. I believe you can do one more. Tell me exactly what you want me to do for you. The one thing you want to leave tonight experiencing. It could be an act, something I call you, or even something you want to do to me. Tell me with your words. Is that it? Something so simple. Oh, you really do make my job too easy, princess. I can definitely call you that. What about the other names I called you tonight? Those are still fine? Good. If that changes, use your words and tell me. Say yes, sir. Oh, don't cry. The barbarian of a man I met was just a front. I knew there was something under there. Turn around. Now back up into the wall. Let me stand right in front of you. Inches away. Wipe your tears, princess. Be strong. Touch yourself over the skirt. Stroke yourself. Feel the fabric move around your legs. Slowly stroke that cock. Pull up. And push down. It's so squirmy. Want to fuck into your hand so bad, huh? Want to go under the fabric so you can make direct contact? You want my hand to be doing that? Of course you do. Such a dirty little thing. Whining, whimpering mess. I've barely put my hands on you. Get on your knees, princess. Oh, such a good dog you are. I assume you don't know how to suck a cock like mine. That's okay. I'll make you eager to learn. I'll make you get it right. Look, right in front of you. What do you want with this cock? Correct. And you're going to be a very good listener for me, in order to please me, right? Say yes, sir. Oh, I get a please? Oh, how demure of you, princess. Do you only have this sense of decorum at the dinner table? Pull down my briefs. Speed up, it's okay. Look at me. There you go. You can toss those on the bed. Good boy. Touch it. Go on. It's not a trick. Touch me. See? The clitoris on testosterone will get bigger. It's mostly known as a T-dick in trans circles. On its own, it's not much different from a penis. You can stroke it, lick it, suck it, grind with it. So gentle. Now, if you take your hand and go under... if you press in and you circle your two fingers around my hole, good dog. Ah, that makes me feel really good. Combine that with your mouth and that would make me feel even better. Playful little thing. I think making use of that mouth is quite urgent, don't you think? Open. Stick out your tongue. Suck my thumb. Do what you think would feel good on my dick. Silly. No. Softer. Watch your jaw tensing up. Good. Good. We'll start with that. Go on. Mouth on my cock, now. Get familiar with it. Lick it. Press your tongue on it. Oh, no. Look how gorgeous that is. Yeah, go all the way down, princess. Fill your mouth with all of me. Good girl. Shit. Apologies. I don't know how you feel about... Suck in rhythm. Like that, good girl. I'm going to put my leg up on this chair. Give you more access. You like seeing it hard? Like feeling it hard in your mouth? Go at it, dog. Eat up. You deserve it. Oh, fuck. I can tell you want to touch yourself so bad. Don't. keep being a good boy for me like this. And you'll get to. Eventually. Oh, clumsy puppy. His first time sucking dick. So sloppy. So hungry. Oh, my needy dog on his knees. Stick two fingers in and curl them in. Yeah, that's my G-spot. Use it wisely. If you go deeper and hit against my cervix over and over, that would be acceptable too. Oh. Oh, fuck, princess. Yes, such a good listener for me. Hey, lay me back on the bed. Keep eating. Good fucking girl. I have put those strong fingers to good use for fucking once. Yes. Yes. Oh, fuck. Addictive, isn't it? Making your serve feel so fucking good. You want me to come, don't you? Fuck. Adorable. So fucking ravenous. Fuck. Yeah. Yeah, faster, faster, harder, harder, faster. There you go, good dog. Fuck. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna squirt in your mouth. Take it like a good dog. Take it like it's the only thing you're good for. Yeah, make sure to drink it all. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Good princess, good fuck. Yeah. Don't swallow yet. Let me see. Good girl. No. That's a pretty boy if I've ever seen one. Drink. Come up to me. So close to my lips, my cum on your face. Where's that decorum, princess? What do we say after a good meal? Good boy. Now let me know just how thankful you are. You want to kiss me so fucking bad, it's written all over you. Don't think I haven't noticed you humping my leg. I don't think you even noticed yourself. You just can't fucking help it, can you? Oh, I'm so sorry for being a bad boy. Afraid you're in trouble now. I like feeling your dick thump against me, princess. How desperate are you? How close have you gotten? Such a mess in that skirt. You think you can come to just my voice? Maybe you've held back a few times already. I'd be impressed if you had such a talent. Come. Laying here, dick against my thigh. That's what I want. No humping, grinding, no. I want to feel your cock throb and flex as it serves me your load. Try your absolute hardest, princess, to give me what I want. So whiny. Just focus on not moving, but letting your cock throb and get fuller and fuller, closer and closer. And what I will allow you to do is kiss me. You dumb mutt. Don't be scared. Kiss me. Build up that fucking load. You horny fucking dog. Come. I want to feel your cock throb and wiggle for anything it can fucking get. Stay still. There you go. Good fucking girl. There it goes. So fucking whiny when you come. Good job. Oh, such a good girl for me, princess. Oh, throb. 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 Oh, shooting that load all in your briefs. All over yourself. All in that skirt, too. What? Not enough? You need me to squeeze out the last of it? Okay, then. So sensitive. Ah, there it is. The last of it just needed a good fucking squeeze by you, sir. What do you say? Better say fucking thank you. Good. Oh, sorry. Is this not what you wanted? You just said earlier that you want me to jerk you off? I guess not when you've just come. Not when you're this sensitive. Not when you haven't had a break. Ah. You like the torture of it all, don't you? It's what you deserve, princess. One more for me. There you go. There you go. There you go. Oh, good boy. Such a good fucking girl for me. Good boy. There you go. Ah, just a little bit more. That's a good job. That's a good dog for me. Come here. It's all better now. Shh. You're okay. You're safe. All you have to focus on is kissing me. Not who you are. Not what we just did. Just come back down to earth and kiss me. For as long as you need. The power dynamic is over. It's just you and me now. You did so good for me. I'm proud of you. I loved seeing you. I love that you let yourself be seen. Be good. Just keep being good.